A major development in the investigation of the Monica Lewinsky affair. CBS News correspondent Lisa Meyer joins us live with the latest. Lisa?
CBS News has learned from congressional sources that Special Prosecutor Kenneth Starr's report on the Monica Lewinsky matter is due to arrive at Capitol Hill shortly. The report and what we're told are voluminous attachments are being loaded up right now at Starr's office just blocks away from the White House. Nick?
Well, President Clinton used a campaign stop in Florida for gubernatorial candidate Buddy McKay to sound a new note of control.
I have been your friend. I've done my best to be your friend, but I also let you down. And I let my family down, and I let this country down. But I'm trying to make it right. And I'm determined never to let anything like that happen again. And I'm determined.
The president said he was determined to redeem the American people's trust. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
The Ethics in Government Act, which creates the Office of the Independent Counsel, was initiated 20 years ago. And this is the first time that an independent counsel has ever issued a report that there's substantial and credible evidence that the president has committed impeachable offenses. Therefore, all of the rules in handling the report have to be made up as they go along.
And will the public become aware of the details of the Ken Starr report?
There is nothing in the Ethics in Government Act that provides for the report, which in any way discusses how the report should be handled once it's submitted to the House of Representatives. I understand that it was announced this morning that the House of Representatives will make the report public. They believe, given the gravity of the matter, everything should be done in the public eye.
That's Professor Erwin Chemerinsky of USC, who also tells us if the Starr report warrants it, the House Judiciary Committee will then decide whether to hold hearings and then whether to draw up articles of impeachment. Now, if the House, by majority, votes in favor of impeachment, the matter goes to the Senate for trial, and there it would take a two-thirds vote to remove President Clinton. In the case of Richard Nixon, he points out, when the House voted on the articles of impeachment, Nixon resigned to end the process. Again, we're told that the Ken Starr report is now on its way to Congress of documents that are filling reportedly 36 boxes being loaded onto trucks at the Independent Counsel's office and on their way now to Congress. Once again, repeating our top story, Independent Counsel Ken Starr has sent Congress his report and supporting evidence of possible impeachable offenses by President Clinton, posing the gravest threat to a president since Watergate. We'll have continuing coverage coming up. The Dow currently is down 141 points on KNX.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Kenneth Starr's report has been sent to Congress. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss is live on Capitol Hill.
Bill, I'm right in front of the Capitol building, and outside two vans have just pulled up, one white and a larger one dark blue. We believe that the report is in one of these vans sent from the Independent Counsel's office. What's happening here now is that it is being officially turned over to the Congress. There is a whole issue of separation of powers here. They're being transferred, these boxes of material, from one vehicle to another and put in the possession of Bill Livingood, who is the sergeant-at-arms of the House of Representatives. He is going to take this material, put it into vehicles belonging to Congress, take it to an area and lock it up until Congress votes on how to deal with it. And they decided earlier today that at some point they will be releasing most of this material. Live in front of Capitol Hill, I'm Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Even though the report's been expected, its sudden delivery this afternoon comes as something of a surprise. CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley shed some light on that.
We're given to understand that the Office of Independent Counsel was interested in getting to the report to Congress as soon as possible, and perhaps a bit sooner than it had originally planned to, because there were concerns within that office that the president's attorney, David Kendall, might try to block the report in some way by filing for some sort of an injunction in court.
Congressional leaders met this morning on how to handle the report, and Speaker Newt Gingrich indicated they agreed to make it public.
Our strong belief is that the public has the right to know, that both members and the public should expect that they will have access to the report and its addendums.
President Clinton was in Orlando, where he appeared at a school to promote his education agenda and later offered another apology. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has that part of the story.
In another admission of misconduct, the president told Democratic contributors in Florida that he's let the country down and his family and his supporters.
But I'm trying to make it right. And I'm determined never to let anything like that happen again. And I'm determined.
Speaking at a fundraising lunch for the Florida Democratic ticket, Mr. Clinton said he has no one to blame but himself for what he called his self-inflicted wounds. But he spoke out against those who want to make his troubles the basis on which people vote in this year's elections. He said these may be the toughest days of his life, but he said they may turn out to be the most valuable for him and his family. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Orlando.
Recapping our top story, Independent Counsel Kenneth Starr's report has reached Congress. The report and two van loads of supporting evidence were delivered within the past hour. The vans carrying the report of several hundred pages and 36 boxes of documents arrived at the Capitol about 20 minutes ago. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss says this delivery includes all of the supporting evidence of Kenneth Starr's findings.
There's the report itself, and then, of course, there's all the evidence. And the evidence includes transcripts of weeks of grand jury testimony, possibly videotaped testimony by President Clinton, all kinds of additional evidence, perhaps the dress we've heard so much about. I mean, there's all kinds of evidence that Independent Counsel Ken Starr has gathered. Presumably all of it is going to be used to support whatever information he has sent over as to whether or not there might be an impeachable offense, and the House needs all of that information. And
CBS News Update, the White House under fire. I'm Nick Young. After months of investigation, Kenneth Starr's report on the Lewinsky affair has reached Capitol Hill. That's where correspondent Bob Fuss is standing by. Bob?
A short while ago, with almost no notice, two vans from the Independent Counsel's office drove up here in front of the Capitol building, and police officers unloaded three dozen boxes filled with evidence, moving them to vans belonging to the House of Representatives, which then drove off to a nearby secure building. Nick?
Now, what becomes of the report? House Speaker Newt Gingrich says a special area has been set aside.
Everything will go to the one room. It won't be handled by us or anybody else. And we'll decide on tomorrow at rules and then on Friday on the floor how to deliver it.
Earlier, the leaders of both parties in the House pledged cooperation in handling the report. As that report was being loaded into the vans in Washington, President Clinton, during an appearance in Orlando, Florida, sounded a note of contrition. He said he had let the country down, and he then pledged to redeem the trust of the American people. CBS News Update. I'm Nick Young.
And I'm Bob McCormick, KNX 1070 News Central, and we're joined live on the KNX Newsline by Republican Congressman Alton Gallegly of Simi Valley. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. Congressman, thank you very much for joining us. Could we talk a little bit about this procedure? Because there really are no rules. This hasn't happened before. Congress has never received a report from an independent counsel on possible impeachable offenses. So it's almost like making the rules up as you go along, isn't it?
Well, thanks for having me on, Bob. As you know, that this is somewhat unprecedented, and the process continues to unfold. As recent as an hour ago, we really did not know the volume of the material. In fact, most were speculating that this would be an interim report of a few hundred pages, 200 or 300, maybe 400 pages. Only to find out within the last hour that we have 36 cases of evidence that is being turned over to the House. The process is, as I understand it at this point, is that there will be a rule on the floor of the House tomorrow to provide for the method in how the material will be disseminated, who will have access to it, and how the process will move ahead. Earlier in the day, as you know, leadership held a press conference, Democrat and Republican leadership together to express the desire and the objective to make this material open and transparent to the American public. And, of course, at that time, I think most folks were speculating on the fact that it would be 300 or 400 pages. So as we speak, the material is arriving at the U.S. Capitol, and through the evening and during the course of the day tomorrow, the process will move ahead as to how we move ahead to the next step.
Well, you bring up a very good point that with this monumental task ahead of you, some might wonder, how is anything else going to get done in Congress, particularly if you want to tackle this here before the election?
Well, I think that you've got to keep in mind that we do have a lot of other business to do. We have several appropriations bills. We've got to keep the government in operation and keep the country moving ahead. And we have that responsibility before we adjourn, whether it be the scheduled date of October the 9th or whether it be later, that the people's business in the House has to move ahead. I think that can happen because the The rule will be only one small part of the process, and it's likely that the Judiciary Committee is going to have the lion's share of the initial responsibility as it deals with this issue from a legislative standpoint, where the rest of the Congress will continue to focus on the business of the day, which is imperative that we not lose sight of that, and I'm confident that we don't.
We're talking with Congressman Elton Gallegly, of a member of the House Judiciary Committee, and you had mentioned that you've already decided that this will be made public. Any idea how long that will take and what form that will take? Obviously, I wouldn't imagine they'd be publishing all of this material.
Well, of course, as I said, when the statement was made between the majority and minority leadership earlier today, just a matter of 2 or 3 hours ago, it was my understanding that speculation was that the material that we would see would be just a few hundred pages, not obviously thousands and thousands of pages, and whatever other evidence is there. So that obviously is going to cause our leadership to take a step back and review the dynamics of the process and make that an integral part of the equation, which will be a part of the rule that we will be dealing with, I'm confident, either tomorrow or Friday on the floor of the House.
Well, very good luck to you. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Republican Congressman Elton Gallegly of Simi Valley, member of the House Judiciary Committee.